always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I'm excited to be back. I'm just, you know, happy to do what I'm doing, man. It's kind of, you know, as you start to think about the things that you've been doing and the way that God makes things happen, man, it's just exciting, man. I ain't gonna get teary up on y'all or nothing like that. But I mean, I remember talking to my dad years ago about doing a radio show, man, and now that we're into it years down the road and it's continuing to go further and further, I can just, you know, I have nothing but happiness to express, man. That's why I'm always excited when I get on the show, man. Like, this is what I did prior even to the radio show. I was always trying to tell my friends about Christian hip-hop music. You know, some cats was like, yo, this is whack, this is what this is, you know. So I'm like, man, look, I'm the news of Yada the King radio show, or we are the news, and we just try to share, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the Christian hip-hop community. Hey, if you got some news or something, you got some new projects, you think you should be interviewed on Yada the King radio, man, hit us up, man, on yadatheking.com. Hit the contact button. You can get it into with us, man, and we would love to hear what you got in your testimony and ministry. It got to be banging, though. I will say that. I mean, I've got some stuff, you know, and it, you know, it's getting better. But then, you know, sometimes you get it, some songs, and it's just like, man, I'm not personally feeling it, so I don't play it. And that's just how I do it, man. That's just me. If I went to a store and I was gonna buy an album, and if I didn't like the album, I'm not gonna buy it. Then that's kind of how it goes, man. And no disrespect to anybody out there, man, but we're gonna have Macho from the Tunnel Rats on today, man. From New Breed, from the Tunnel Rats, man. Like a holy hip hop pioneer. If you guys have not heard of him, I don't know what's wrong with you. You guys haven't heard of him, man. He's been doing music for a minute. And we're gonna talk about what is success for Christians. Is it a little bit different for Christians and people of the world? And how Christians can remain on seeking the perfect success. And that's really what it is, man. I'm gonna do this, man. Shout out to the homie Fidel. Always got songs that you could just throw in there, man, and bang. This song right here is called Gone, and I'm gonna be gone for the minute, but I'll be right back after these cuts on Yada the King Radio. Y'all know how we do it. Fidel, Gone. Let's go.
So gone, with your ego. Stroke like we go. You bout that green, you boasting. Celtics flossing. Oh no, we get live. I'm changed, club day. Big dreams, big goals. Make a difference, I'm just saying. I will be everything that they say I could not be. You didn't see my team? You didn't see my team? See, they thought I quit, but no more quit left in me. Got that last dragon, Leroy. Jesus glow on me. And I'm ready for that fight. I know who my master be. And I'm through blaming, I take full responsibility. I'm gone.
I'm glad I can relate to people in the Bible, the ones who felt so unworthy that they just want a little something, and Jesus' little something is all sufficient. Three stories in the Bible, and they talk about his sufficiency, just his little something being enough. Got a Bible, why don't you get it out? I'm a paraphrase though. Mark 7, 24 to 30. Syrophoenician woman. She was there getting a peeping on, seeking Jesus while Jesus was there getting his eating on. She could see people sleeping on what he was teaching on. She was on some solid light, keep it going. Didn't even know if she belonged. She kinda knew, she said, I'm not a Jew, I'm a Syrophoenician John. But her belief was strong, plus her needs were long. She thought, I gotta get his attention like beeping horns. But what about her sin? That'll be bad if she was disqualified by her raggedy past. And what about the men who knew the habit she has, and how in sin she's at home like a rabbit in grass? No more waiting and contemplating, faith has to be cast like a net. It's like a check, it has to be cash. And when it was, despite the lack of status she had, Jesus was just glad that she asked. Just give me the crumbs. That was crazy. I think it was her answer that blew him away. Even the dogs get crumbs. That's how I feel sometimes. That's how a lot of people feel. But look at the Lord Jesus. Luke 7, 1 to 10. A centurion's servant. He was a dude with a voice known for thundering. He was a ruler, had a couple boys under him. Still he come to him, humbled and wondering if he could help with his partner's health, which was crumbling. He'd heard with a word, Jesus could do things. Legs that never walked, bouncing up like they had new springs. Eyes that never saw, seeing new things, stuff like that. Even stuff flyer than two wings. Then he thought of his boy and thought of how his boy was shorter. Timing in order to save him, he had to court ya. Lee asked the Lord to do something for him. Pour on, but wait, he's busy. Would he ignore him? What if he says, don't bother me? Probably would if last night he was in the bar with me. I'm not worthy to have God with me. Jesus, speak the word, don't even come to the crib. I know authority. The Bible says that Jesus was amazed at that.
You don't have to
what I would have done to have amazed. Jesus with my faith. These times you'll see faith like this to the people who know better. That's not crazy. Mark 5:25-34. Woman with an issue of blood. She was a bleeder. Obviously loved by mosquitoes, but not really loved by the leaders. Not really loved by the divas. Guys either, with one touch you'd butt heads like beavers. Cause when you had a condition, it was written, stay away from her, getting it in was forbidden. It had been so long since she'd gotten hugs. She'd forgotten hugs like your pops forgotten loves. Then her eyes laid a hold of the one who can make whole. She said to her soul, maybe if I touch the hem of his great robe, his power will rub off on me like fake gold. Wait, whoa. All her homegirls bleeding stopped, and Jesus stopped, cause her faith had Jesus rock. These are not cute stories, but these are dropped for all of us who need the same grace to bleed a cop. That's crazy. Jesus called the daughter, said you're home, your faith has made you whole. That's what we need.
Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at totally iTunes, cool.
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Welcome back to the lives of incredibly important people. We have in the studio today Theodore Hallister, who will provide insight to the life of his father, Robert Ace Hallister.
Thanks. I don't know why you want to talk about my dad.
Well, people generally want to know anything they can about really important people like Nobel Peace Prize winners.
My dad won a Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes, General Hallister was famous for his peace treaties.
My dad was a general?
Yes, in the army. You didn't know that?
Well, we moved a lot. I just thought he really liked to wear green. How do you know all this?
Why, it's in your father's autobiography.
He wrote a book?
Yes, it was on the bestsellers list 4 months in a row. Millions read his book, My Life After Conquering Everest.
My dad climbed a mountain?
I take it you didn't really get to know your dad.
God is present and active in your life. Are you taking time to really know him? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, this your boy D-Mob, and you rocking with the hotness on Yadada King Radio. Keep it locked.
Ha! Yo, what's up, man? That song right there was Ambassador Crumbs banging joint, man. I got the homie Macho right here with me right now, Macho, man. And what we gonna do, man? We gonna get things started, man. First of all, I'm so pumped that you can get on, man. Tunnel Rats in the building. Say what's up.
What's up? What's up, everybody, man? I'm glad to be on the show with y'all, too, man. Definitely an honor, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Man, that's really what's good. I would say this. We're going to talk about your testimony, man. I always like to hear the testimonies because that's really what helps us get over, man. Somebody got a strong story that they can share. So let's hear your testimony, right, man, about how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Word up, man. Well, I mean, you know, I basically grew up as a church kid. My parents brought me to church from a young age. You know, my father, he struggled with alcoholism for a good portion of my early childhood. And it was kind of off and on relationship with him, you know, in that battle. And when he was fighting it, we would be in church really religiously, you know, all the time. I am Puerto Rican. I grew up in a Puerto Rican Pentecostal church, which is, I mean, if your listeners don't know, man, it's like just as strict and, you know, rigid as possible. But you know, there's a lot to be said about, you know, the way that the Spirit moves and the way that the Lord, you know, moves in that environment, and sometimes in spite of that environment, but many times just in that environment, because it really, they just, you know, give him an opportunity to do his thing. And I remember as a little kid, you know, sleeping under the pews, being in church long hours, being in church, you know, all the time.
I did it too.
But there was many, many times that I remember vividly, even though I was, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6, up to 7 years old, where the Holy Spirit was just, you know, rushing over me, literally, you know, just moving on in the congregation and on me personally in such a, like, tremendous, amazing way that I never forgot that. And, you know, I mean, as a kid, I didn't really fully understand it, but I remember the experience. And even though my father would kind of, you know, backslide, and, you know, when he wasn't going to church, we weren't going to church because it was just kind of that thing, I really committed myself to the Lord personally when I was 12 and a half years old. And, you know, we had stopped going to that church or any church. And I had, you know, kind of been in my neighborhood. I grew up in the East Coast. I grew up in Boston. And I had started to dabble with my friends and, you know, trying to sell drugs. I wasn't good at that. Didn't do it for a long time. I wasn't, you know, a gangster, a hustler, nothing like that. But I dabbled in that because that's what was going on in my community. You know, I grew up in Roxbury, which is pretty much just a hood.
Yeah.
And, you know, just getting into a little small theft, little petty theft, and, you know, just stealing things from the store. But I could see right away, you know, that stuff didn't really sit right with me, and that I wasn't, you know, designed for that, you know. And at 12 and a half, just before I turned 13, my sister had rededicated her life to the Lord, and we started going to this church further out outside of Boston. She invited me down to support her because she was going to get baptized.
Wow.
And I really wasn't into it, but I decided to go to support her, you know, Elsie being the other half of New Breed. And when I went, I saw her get baptized, and I kind of re-experienced that rushing over, like what I was explaining before, the Holy Spirit over my life.
Yeah.
And then I heard the pastor, he was singing that old song, He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul, something happened. You know, I don't know if y'all remember that. That's an old school song.
Yeah.
But that song, you know, I literally felt the Lord just, you know, moving on me and touching me and just literally drawing me back close to him. Praise, you know, it was at that moment, you know, he gave an altar call and the call to commit your life to the Lord, and that's what I did. And that's the church that I basically grew up in, you know, for the rest of my young adult and early manhood life. I ended up being the youth pastor at that church before I moved out to California. I grew up there. That's where I kind of developed my you know, my passion for the music and for gospel music specifically, and where they, you know, helped me to develop the craft and encourage me to, you know, to be artistic and musical, you know, because of my youth pastor and the leadership there. So, you know, praise God, man, it was just dope. It was a dope place to grow up, and it was a dope, you know, initial, you know, kind of a re-encounter with the Lord. But, you know, at the age of 12, even biblically, like, that's the age of understanding. And it was just fitting that right when I hit that mark in my life, it was a crossroads, because I could have gone totally left or totally right, you know, and the Lord brought me in his direction. And that's the church I grew up in and served at for the next, you know, after that point, for the next 10 years until I moved out to California.
Man, that's awesome, man. So let me ask you quickly, what are some things that God is even dealing with you today, man? Because I'm big on us continuing to grow closer to God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm constantly learning, you know, constantly, you know, humbling myself, constantly trying to, you know, to improve on a lot of different aspects of my life. But I think, you know, the thing that I'm focusing on the most is, you know, just being a man of integrity and a family man, like really not putting anything before my family first.
Yeah.
You know, it's my family, it's ministry, you know, it's obviously the relationship with the Lord is like, you know, the most personal and intimate thing that I have to work on a daily basis. We have to die to ourselves daily, and, you know, that's a constant working out, you know, of our salvation on a daily basis. But, you know, I have a 3-year-old boy, and I have another baby on the way in December, and I'm really just trying to be the best husband and father that I can be in all aspects, you know, not just as the leader of my house, but, you know, as a provider for my family with all the challenges and struggles that can come with something like that. That's why I spend the bulk of my time and energy trying to be the best at that as much as possible. You know, so where God is dealing with me is just, you know, how do I balance out the ministry with the business, with, you know, my career, because, you know, music is something that I love to do, but it's not something that I do full time. And, you know, not trying to be jack of all trades and master of none. I'm trying to be the best at what I do, you know, in any regard, but trying to balance all those things out so that I'm not just the best MC or the best career person, but that I'm the best father and husband that I could possibly be.
Man,
and I trust that God is going to, you know, he's going to direct me in that and show me exactly what needs to happen for me to reach those goals.
Man, I think that's real talk. That's good stuff, man. We're going to go to your very first song that you have for us, man. It's the first song on the project, but it's just kind of like, man, like, this is where I've been. This is what's been popping. The song is called Ready. Tell them about this joint, man.
Man, exactly like you said, man. I just, you know, I took a break for about 5 years, and this song, I just wanted to write like an intro song to the album that just basically just was in your face as much as possible, talking about, you know, what my personal philosophy is as an individual, as a believer, you know, as a man and as an MC. And I just try to encompass all that into this, you know, two verses into this song. And it's just something that I just want people to turn the album on and say, okay, this is something I can vibe to. This is something. My thing is always, I want to make music that people can live to, you know, something that's real life applicable, not just like, you know, somewhere up in the clouds or somewhere in the flesh. It's just somewhere where you can take the spirit behind the music and apply it to your real life on a daily basis, man. So hopefully people wake up to this track and just, you know, hit the punching bag or, you know, hit the block and start running and doing their morning jog and just get ready for like a strong day, a productive day. And so this song is called Ready, you know.
All right, let's get into this joint. Ready by Macho on Yada the King Radio.
Yo,
let's go.
Let me introduce you to Macho. R. Ortega, for better or worse. A veteran brother with a better than verse. You hurt competition even though I don't curse. I'm officially an OG. Never from my lips hear the words, woe is me. Never will I forsake TR family. Forever will I be one half a new breed. Forever will I be that man who plants seeds. Lock me in the booth, told me throw away the key. The path has been paved to the calling, I'm a slave. I praise him cause he rolled away the stone from my grave. Yeah, and if you feel the same thing, then shout it from the skyscraper, let the bells ring. I don't put the focus upon heaven or hell. I'm trying to bring the kingdom of God where I dwell. And if I seek the kingdom and his righteousness first, he promised in eternity I shall never thirst. Never thirst. If you believe me, throw it up. Don't worry about the show, I'ma clearly blow it up. And y'all know what's up, 16s can't hold me. Couldn't hold a young me and it can't hold a old me. No false humility, don't hang my head lowly. Know just who I am, who I'm not, and who I'm supposed to be. Bring you close to me, take you inside my mind. Let you explore the core of me, care for you might find. I ain't your cookie cut in the box hip hop. I ain't your corny Christian MC gon' pop. I put a million milliseconds in every sentence I bring you. Trying to build faith and inspire you to continue. I'm a servant and a child to the king. I pull the rock from the buggy, making music you can live to.
I'm ready.
Are y'all ready?
I'm back in.
Cause I'm back
in. I got that feeling that I had back when the music was pure. I'm ready.
damn crazy. I'm a servant and a child to the king. I pour the rock from the buggy, making music you can live to. I ain't your metaphor and simile, man. I'm an assembly man. I'm a symbol in the clan. I follow him into tomorrow. Too many living hollow, puffing up their existence, drowning it in a bottle. My motto is follow his will. Develop your skill. Let the spirit reveal how to build. If you refuse to kneel, the two can never congeal. Shed a tear for you if you rolling solo in this field, man. I got so much to say, so little time. That's why I got no time to listen to these little rhymes. Long as this mic is mine, I'm saying what's on my mind. You never hear me saying that I'm hustling the grind. And nah, that ain't how I perceive my action. Hustlers never win. Grinding is just a fraction of the effort that's needed to succeed. I proceed in faith. Lord, help me to take last place because I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are y'all ready?
I'm ready. I'm
cause I'm back.
I got that feeling that I had back when the music was pure.
I'm a servant and a child to the king. I pour the rock from the buggy, making music you can live to. I'm a servant and a
that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now
I hate it when I sin. It always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin. That's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction. Sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it. That's how I keep on
winning.
G to the RAA, Spain, the king over there like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning.
Winning.
G to the RAA, Spain, the king over there like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm
winning.
All I do is win, I say that with no auto-tune, my life gets out of key. Christ breaking out the auto-tune, my life is not a game. But he be knowing all my moves, sin is the coyote, I'm road runner, he gon' always lose. Let me back up, and my master to put the beats on death, he rescued me. I had a wild life, he stepped down, yep, and hugged a tree. Caring like FEMA, protesting like Peter, he got more pull than his name is.
Whoa.
Me and 50 loser like Usher, he did a word trade in place. So I'm winning like Boston or the Lakers. You may hate both of them teams, but them rings you cannot fake them. Pursue me, Winston, capture me. Leon Nelson, take them. Went harder than Madea. Acronym producers bacon. I'm winning, I'm a winner, can't tell me different. So I'm living like I'm about to see the finish line. He finished mine, so I stay on fire. Except no hell, that's no smoke, and that's no weed. So guess what, I take no L. I hate it when I sin, it always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin, that's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
Keep to the RAA, Spain, the king of Renee like Spain. Spain, the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning.
Winning.
G to the RAA, Spain, the king running in like Spain, Spain. The Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm
winning.
All I do is win, I say that with no screw and chop. My life gets hit with sin and leave me feeling. Temptations lead me in and take me to a foolish spot. But when I fall, Christ pick me up and he fix me up like beauty shot. You can tell that I'm finna win, I got my eyes on the prize. All I think about is the finish line. Got me running like a Usain Bolt to the rope, and my hope is a crown, hoping to give me mine. Hey, I'm grinning, cause I'm winning. With G-R-A-A, so I repent it. I got an advocate talking when I'm sinning, and I despise and I hate it when I'm in.
winning. Sin only brings me death. It makes me sick, I hate my health. This psychosis got me though. Tell a shrink I hate myself. I swear I hate my flesh. Even though sometimes I choose it. Beat it into submission, I gotta bruise it. My life is selfish ambition, I gotta lose it. So I lose it for the cross. Sanctification required for me to take a loss. The old man is dirty, I gotta take him off. Temptation is flirting, I gotta shake it off. So let the race begin. God is the prize, oh yes, I'm in. Running for my life against S-I-N. Christ, that's my kin, I bet I win.
I hate it when I sin, it always keep me losing. Love God, hate sin, that's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
G to the R-A-A, Spain, the king of Renee, like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check.
You know I'm winning, right? And I'm not. I do gotta say this though, man. On the fantasy football right now, I am not winning. I'm kind of upset about that, man. Real talk, but it's all good, man. Macho, I was venting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I had to give it to him, man. But that was Chad Jones and the homie Brother Tone. The song was called Winning. Macho definitely is keeping them dubs up, man. And in two senses, he's from the West Coast. Actually, you ain't from the West Coast, but you live on the West Coast now, right?
Yeah, I live on the West Coast. I'm from Boston, man. I'm from Roxbury, but I've been out here so long, man. I love the West Coast, but I'm still rocking my B hat till I die. Like I can't. Like my son thinks we from Boston. To be honest with you,
yeah.
Like he rocks the B hat, I rock the B hat, but. You know, we're in L.A. because it's 75 degrees every day here.
Hey, you can't beat that. It's like a nice 50 in Seattle, you know, and hey, we'll take it, man. It's not raining, though. But I will say this, man. We want to talk to you about you getting started as an MC. Now, I know that what you do, you take it serious, man. Tunnel Rats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had Tunnel Rats. You also had New Breed. Let's talk about you and the artistry, man. Go ahead and share some of that stuff. How'd you get started in all that?
I grew up in a hip-hop culture, man, like a lot of us, man. You know, I got started just as a kid. Like, the first time I got introduced to hip-hop was a Run DMC cassette, you know, and I'm giving away my age, but, I mean, it's I'm 35 at this point, man. So a Run DMC cassette to a Fat Boys cassette. And then it kind of, you know, grew into Rakim and Special Ed and, like, you know, just the pioneers of hip-hop in general. So I always grew up in hip-hop, you know, and I've, even as a little kid before I was saved, like, I was rhyming, listening to other people's stuff, kind of memorizing their stuff and just, you know, mimicking what they did. But since I got saved at such a young age, you know, at the age of 12, and like I said, my youth pastor was so encouraging, like, you know, of the music and the ministry. You know, by the time I was 13 and a half, 14, he said, "Hey, Macho Man, I hear you've been, you know, doing some rap and stuff in the back of the church. Why don't you do that Friday night for the youth ministry?" And that was the first time that we actually did something, you know, quote unquote, like a live performance in front of the church, something that we, you know, prepared for and practiced for. And even then, like you said, I was so serious about it. Like, I wanted to do it right. I wanted it to be, you know, as well presented as possible.
Yeah.
So my first introduction to it was age 14 in my church. We did it a couple times at a couple of different churches in the area, and then as we started branching out to the greater Boston area, I started meeting some people, making some contacts, namely a group called the Blood Brothers, who, you know, I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, but they're basically pioneers of the gospel, like reggae, you know, reggae from back in the day. Wow. Real, real dope stuff. And they put me on their project, and actually they helped me get to something in Atlanta in 1997 called Crewvention. And Crewvention was basically like an earlier version of what Flavor Fest is today. And it was super dope, definitely grassroots, like, you know, an early version of that kind of, you know, Unity Fest, Unity type of conference of bringing all the different Christian MCs out from all parts of the country.
Yeah.
And it was there where we met the Tunnel Rats and we met Dax, you know, and Rafi, a.k.a. Shane's Worthy. And Journey Big and, you know, Future Shock and all them. And that's where we met them and started building a relationship and talking about becoming one of the Tunnel Rats. And that brings us to, you know, 2000 and 2001 when we, you know, first dropped Tunnel Vision. And then on to all the other projects that we dropped under the Tunnel Rat label, you know, with Up Rock Records and Tooth and Nail. So, yeah, I mean, all the way from just, you know, rapping, following along with my favorite MCs as a kid, to doing my first thing in my youth group at my own church,
wow,
you know, to doing stuff in the greater Boston area, all the way down to Atlanta, then finally, you know, here in the West Coast where I find myself today. But it's definitely a long time in the works, and, you know, God has been good throughout the whole process. And really, I mean, the response that we've had over the years, even from the earliest time up until now, has always been, for the most part, a positive response, you know. So I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. We've always been blessed, and people always give us good feedback and let us know that, you know, our effort is not in vain, and that, you know, lives are being touched, and people have always been, you know, ministered to by the music. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, man, it's God that brings the harvest, but if we plant a seed or turn the soil, or, you know, water that seed, then, you know, then we're doing our part, and that's all we can really do.
Man, let's talk about this, man. A lot of people don't know that, or some people do, but some people don't know that you are one of the Holy Hip Hop's pioneers, man. And you guys have been in the game for so long. Like I was telling you prior to the interview, there was times going to Christian bookstores, like, where the only CDs that were coming out was the Tunnel Rats cats, you know what I'm saying? And it was like underground hip hop. Do you feel like, because you guys were doing like underground sound, you kind of probably were more into the streets, you don't get as much respect as a Holy Hip Hop artist or a pioneer would get in our genre? Do you feel like that way?
I mean, maybe not in so many words, but yeah, it could definitely be taken that way. I think, you know, we might not get as much recognition for two reasons. And the first one I'll blame on myself and on the Tunnel Rats as a whole, you know, because I feel like I can speak for us to a degree. But one of the reasons we don't get as much, you know, recognition, I would think, is because we didn't really take it to the road a lot. You know, we didn't really get out and minister as much as we could have, or maybe as much as we should have. I think we spent so much time, you know, producing albums and putting out product and content that we basically, you know, locked ourselves up in the studio and were just working. And other than local stuff, we didn't really get out. So partially, you know, you should always take the blame for it yourself. Because a lot of people didn't hear about us because we just never went to their city or to their town, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, and that's a way that you need to do it. You know, and that's for a lot of different reasons. You know, we had families and, you know, we were, you know, married, and some of us had kids, and maybe it just wasn't the right time for us to get out and about and do that. But then also the other reason, I think, you know, being honest, is because our content is sometimes is not overtly gospel to the degree of which a lot of people may have wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's undeniably, you know, believers' music. It's undeniably uplifting and undeniably, in my opinion, like, you know, filled with the Spirit. Like, you know, when you listen to it, it's challenging, it's encouraging, it's biblical principle. Many times it's just directly, especially our stuff, like with the Valley of the Dry Bones and, you know, some of the songs that we wrote, like, there's no denying that we're Christian artists and that our music is gospel music. But sometimes, because it wasn't so overtly placed, you know, into the listener's hand or into their ear, it was challenged, you know, and it's a debate that's gone on for a long time. But I think, you know, that's just the way we couldn't change ourselves, you know, like we couldn't really write to fit, you know, the mold per se. Not that the mold was good or bad, it just was what it was, you know, and the mold had a lot to do with Christianity and religion in general, you know, just wanting it to be clear and plain, and I get that and I respect that. But as artists, we weren't always so clear cut and plain, because our style of writing and our style of just our style of artistry was to be sometimes a little more complex, sometimes a little more wordplay, sometimes a little more content driven, where, you know, it was, we had maybe a concept song, or we would write a song about a runaway, you know, or write a song about just some straight hip hop stuff that people probably weren't really feeling because it wasn't enough gospel for them.
Yeah.
So I think it just had a mix to do with us not getting ourselves out as much.
Right.
And, you know, the listener and the genre at the time especially maybe just, you know, wasn't ready for that kind of music, you know? Or wasn't open to embracing it totally. Like, we always got a lot of respect, we always got a lot of props, you know, but I think people just weren't ready to totally embrace that. Weren't really quite sure if it was okay to write, to be Christian and just do just some straight hip-hop stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't contradictory to the gospel, it was just some fun hip-hop music, some lyrical hip-hop music. People might not have been sure if that was okay to listen to, you know, just our culture, you know, of the Christian culture, you know. So, I mean, that's my personal opinion on it. You know, a lot of people might differ with it, you know, and have some. But I think that a lot of times we took our personal belief about what music should have and should not have been and turned it into a doctrinal belief and created a beef about it, where in reality it wasn't really a doctrinal beef. It was just a musical preference, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, we went out and we did our thing, you know, in many different areas and avenues, and we always got accepted and respected wherever we went. But I think we could have pushed the envelope a little bit further and pushed our traveling a little bit further and maybe got a little more recognition. But, you know, it was what it was, and
yeah.
and you know, God definitely still moved in what we did and you know, bared fruit in what we did put out. So, you know, in hindsight, it's all good.
All right, man. Look, we're going to go to your next track, man. One of the lead singles. You got the video for it out right now. The song is called Persuaded, featuring R. Swift. Let's talk about this song, man.
Yeah, well, that song, man, I purposely wanted to write this song. You know, my whole goal in the album was to write an album that would challenge, encourage, and uplift the body, you know, uplift the people of God. And this song specifically, I wanted to write a song that was like an anthem song for believers, you know.
Yeah.
And the song says that I ain't got to be persuaded because my mind is already made up, you know. And that I know that he's the king. I know that Christ is king. And, you know, I just wanted, you know, believers to be able to grasp on to this kind of song and just bump it and be proud to be Christian, you know, proud to be a believer, you know, to be the light in a dark world. And just have something that was fun, you know, that was up tempo and just kind of banging, and people could relate to and just play, you know, play in their system, play at their youth groups, and have something that they could just hold on to. So yeah, that's where this song came from.
So y'all know what we gonna do? Let's bang it, Persuaded, featuring R. Swift on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
Got him. I never gotta be persuaded. I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right,
yeah.
Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gonna be persuaded.
When I'm broken, I'm best. Words are most potent when I'm quoting that text. When my mind is in check and I'm living that life. Spitting that light and I'm gripping that mic. When I focus on him, when his cross is my cross and his praises I sing. Y'all ain't gotta convince me that Christ is the king. The reason death lost its sting. Jesus is more than magnificent. The antithesis to the curse that we've been smitten with. He the physician for my condition. The perfect picture of life is Christian. I'm recommending repentance to any and all who listen. Never assume that your hourglass is full. Glass gets shattered when the trigger get pulled. And cash don't matter when the minutes run out. You still got questions, let me shatter that shout.
Got him. I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
I live life between a rock and a hard place. A man lost, my camouflage was hardest to face. My masquerade made from the lies my past taught me. Get sick to my stomach thinking of what that path brought me. A fuzzy picture I never made quite clear. You live in a dream only to die in its nightmares. But I'm alive, so I ain't gotta be convinced. Cause the God who guides me got me content. And I don't try to all. But at the end, I couldn't define me when everything that I need is in him. Therefore, I ain't a fan of the pipe dream. Enough to leave a sure thing for how good the opposite might seem. No need of a pardon on the speech or the means of being part in the heart of the redeemed. It ain't easy, the path of a believer, but the grass ain't green on the other side either. Yeah.
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up.
Yeah.
I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
Yo, one time ain't enough. I die to myself daily cause the crime rate is up. I'm focused on the future, got my mind made up. While these rap boys trying to get their shine game up. But what they don't know is money come, money go. Chasing that short paper with that funny style flow. I ain't just fly by night or the violent type. I live by faith and action, not by sight. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of the hood, attitude is testy, I wish you would. I'm the reverend, but I don't pop my collar. I don't hustle, my permission is to make that dollar. I was raised in the berry where the street talk to you. Where your brother pull a trigger, blow the heat right through you. If you fake, they see past you, straight up unmasked. You, that's why I spit the truth. Only thing that's everlasting, man.
Yeah, I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world.
Hey, yo, Darnell, man, I just play it for one more time.
I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
Man, I never knew the challenges in life would be this way. Being in a situation and I'm thinking, what is me and my family gonna eat today? Need to pray, cause I know to get to the position where I can see the way. Ain't no doubt about it, I gotta be in the word of God, and that's where I need to stay. No matter what, I won't give up my right. I speak life, close my eyes, walk by faith and not by sight. Cause I'm the type who can't get fed up quickly, and my suffering might lose patience like doctors while the victory's buffering.
Just hold on.
Sometimes I feel like I ain't strong enough or wise enough to figure out how to hold on long enough. And then it hit me, what I ask, I receive.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is muster up enough faith and believe.
Yeah.
Only got one thing on my mind. No matter what I go through, when I come out, I'm gon' shine. Cause I believe
Woo.
God. I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God.
Hey.
So you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause I believe God.
Right.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God. That I'm facing without a fight. Cause I gotta be on top of his game. Can't take advantage of my life and I'll be living it right.
Huh.
And I gotta set an example for you to follow, so you follow me as I continue following Christ. Cause he the Father, Son, and Spirit, way to choose in the life. And we're a perfect combination like a booth in the mic.
Growing in faith can be so difficult to comprehend.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so imperative that we surround ourselves with godly men. Some that'll check you, not disrespect, but won't let you continue falling. Cause soon you're there to surface with no oxygen.
That's why I'm careful not to copy me. Me being thrown off track is a position I will not be
not
in. So instead, I gotta get myself some goals like some hockey men.
Huh.
Stand on what I know to be true with the weight of 50 stocky men.
Yeah.
Cause I'ma be what I was called to be.
Right.
Run through my opponents, man. Goliath looking small to me.
Mean.
Cause I remember I got power to achieve.
Right.
All I gotta do is muster up enough.
come out, I'm gonna shine. Cause I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. So you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause I believe God.
That's right.
I believe God.
I believe God.
I believe God.
Every day I face many obstacles that's been set before me. Either I will become stronger from it, or it will detour me. Gotta make the right decision so my father can reward me. But if I screw up, best believe he's able to restore me. I study the art of growing wiser, cause foolish talks and thoughts block the sun out like a visor. If you let the world inject venom in you like vipers, then your life's a wrap like some MCs in a cypher. I know a lot of people wanna see me get up out the game, but as long as I can talk, I got breath in my lungs, I'ma continue to elevate his name. Even when I gotta go through pain, victory is with a cutting, gotta claim. Only when I let him drive, I can stay in my lane. So I'm unashamed, repping the blood, no game. I bang my music, hoping it'll activate the spirit of God, so anything opposite will evacuate. And then you freed up from him who comes to deceive. All you gotta do is muster up enough faith to believe. Only got one thing on my mind. No matter what I go through, when I come out, I'm gon' shine.
No matter what,
I believe God.
I believe.
I believe God. I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
God. So you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause
hey.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God.
I
believe God.
I
believe God.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertaSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you DesertaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
C-Rob's new album, Crystals, Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
Got that soul tight, tight, time to shift to another level.
And God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com, Club David.
Join the club.
D-Mob, I believe God, you know what I'm saying? D-Mob, man, he doing this thing. Macho, man, prior to us getting done, I was going to ask you a question. What do you think, as you guys being pioneers, who do you think you guys as Tunnel Rats have paved the way for any artists in the Christian hip-hop genre that you would say, hey, man, not saying that you guys made them, but anybody that you would say that, man, that they're kind of following in the same vein that we were doing?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I know specifically, like, you know, artists like Propaganda and Griffin, who are also Tunnel Rats, but those are the only ones that I could know that we specifically did that for, because we literally, you know, mentored them. And, you know, I mean, although they're phenomenal artists in their own right, I know that we basically poured our lives and our experience into them, literally and physically.
Yeah.
But what was so fresh, man, is, you know, after taking this 5-year, you know, break, and I had the honor to go back down to Tampa for Flavor Fest at Urban D's Church over at Crossover Church. And, man, like, left and right, there were so many artists, you know, and I don't want to mention any names, but, like, there was so, literally, I mean, 9 out of 10 people that came up to me were like, man, my first experience with Christian music was the Tunnel Rat album, or my first experience, wow, you know, where I really learned to love and respect and know that there could be, you know, Christian hip-hop with some credibility to the street was the New Breed or the Tunnel Rat album.
Yeah.
And there were more than you know, a handful of people who came up to me and said, you know, you really were instrumental in me getting into the Christian music, you know, ministry and industry. And really, I was just humbled by that, man. And just, it was just so dope. Like, it wasn't any weight or pressure, but it was like,
yeah,
it was like, man, you know, it's just a blessing to, like, know that the music that I wrote and that we wrote as a group really affected so many lives. And just the 10 or 20 people that I came in contact that told me, you know, imagine the countless more, you know, that we either affected to get into the Christian hip-hop industry, or just to affect their community for Christ, or to affect their church, or to do something, you know, in some other facet in the ministry that I would never even know about. You know, I constantly get letters and emails telling me similar things. So, you know, I would hope that we positively influenced a lot of people, but just from that experience just the past week, I know for sure that it definitely did touch a lot of lives.
Man, that's tight, man. It's always good to hear the impact that, I mean, some of the negativity that you got has actually brought forth, man. And this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to the topic of the day, which is success, man. We're going to talk about success. In a nutshell, what do you think success is for you as a believer?
You know, as a believer, success is just having the peace that you're in the perfect will of God. You know, my youth pastor man told me, Macho, don't ever make a decision out of confusion or frustration or anxiety or anxiousness. Only make decisions when you have peace about something.
Hey, we kind of losing you, Macho.
Oh, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I apologize. You know, so I sometimes, you know, like all of us, we get ahead of ourselves and get ahead of God sometimes. But, you know, for true success, if you truly believe what the word says, is having peace that you're in God's perfect will. Because if we truly believe what the word says, then we know that he has our highest good in mind, and that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask or think. So even though as a man, like, I'm a control freak, and, you know, as an administrator by trade and by in my nature, like, I want to get in and control and manipulate and move and make sure I know how the end result should look, so let me get in there and make it happen that way. If I truly believe that, you know, he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think, then learning how to just step back and trust and let him move, you know, the pieces of the puzzle to my life and orchestrate it. And you know, he also gives me the direction to know when I do need to move and when I don't need to move. But when you're doing that the right way, and when you're, like, in sync and in line with the Spirit, then you're at peace. And when you're not doing it the right way, and when you're not in sync and in line with the Spirit, then you have anxiousness, and you got worry, and you're doubting your steps, you know, you're doubting your moves and your actions. And really, you know, the question of success is always vague, because it's like, well, yeah, maybe I accomplished my goal, but should that have even been my goal in the first place? Or should I have even attempted it? You know, I got here, but am I happy with where here is?
Yeah.
And would God's end result have been better than my end result? In which case, the answer is almost always going to be yes. So, I mean, you know, to me, success is being in perfect peace. I mean, you know, there's lots of other measures you know, financial, you know, socioeconomic and family, you know, having a peace in your family and your relationship with your wife and your kids, you know, all those things. But ultimately, they're all wrapped up spiritually in being at peace that you're in God's perfect will.
And I'm going to ask you this too, man, on top of that, is it different for believers or unbelievers, success, the way it's measured? What would you say about that?
Well, you know, to a degree, like by virtue of the answer to the last question, then yes, because, you know, how can you truly have peace that you're in God's perfect will if you don't know the voice of God and you're not following the Spirit of Christ, you know, in your life? So by the nature of, like, that answer, then yeah, it's totally different, you know, I mean. But I'm not one to say that, you know, a worldly person or a secular person or a non-Christian person, you know, can't be successful in their own right and not have a healthy family and healthy relationships and all those things. Because I know that God created us in His image, you know, in and apart from Christ to certain degrees. And, you know, there's good things that can be accomplished, you know, in any environment. But when you get down to the true essence of success and, like, the, you know, the root of when you're looking back on your deathbed and, you know, reflecting on your life, like, you know, there's nothing that can compare to the peace of God and to the knowledge of God in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, to someone who's not a believer, man, unfortunately they're missing out on that. And that's why, like, when we share the gospel with people, we want to make sure that we're sharing the goodness and the love and the grace of God and, you know, everything that is the full potential. You know, Christ said, "I came that we would have life and life more abundantly." And yet He gave us life, you know, in the natural, but it's that abundant life that we want to share with the non-believer. Not so much, you know, the fire and brimstone and all the other things. We want to share the abundant life that comes in Christ, the fullness of the success that you can have in Christ. And it's not necessarily a material thing, because we don't want to turn God into, like, Santa Claus. You know, it's about, you know, having a full, rich, blessed, peaceful life. And if, you know, material and financial things come as a result, obviously I don't think that God, you know, wants to prohibit us from those things. But they're not necessarily, you know, one doesn't equate the other. Yeah. Some of them are... Those things are just a byproduct of the peaceful success that we have in the spirit, in my opinion.
Man, that's good stuff, man. He killed the topic of the day. I'm gonna give him a 21 gun salute. You did on Yacht of the King Radio. That's how we do it, man. Some flesh just had to die off of that one, man. You know what I'm saying? But let's do this. We're gonna go to another one of your songs called "I Am," and this song basically does what for the listener?
Well, this song kind of addresses a little bit what we were talking about earlier with the whole, you know, maybe people were not fully ready and willing to embrace, you know, the tunnel rap sound and our aggressive nature to a degree, the hip-hop nature in us. So at the beginning, it just addresses that, you know, by saying, you know, but the greater debate ever since I remember was how many times do we enter the name of the Lord, Jesus, and more? Are we preoccupied with just keeping it raw? Well, if time does tell, then I'm figuring 18 years of fruit and fellowship with my fans has served him well.
Yeah.
And basically saying what I just said, like, you know, over the years, so many people have been blessed and ministered to that even though there may have been some disagreements about our method, the fruit, you know, is that the proof is in the fruit. The word says that you shall know them by their love and you shall know them by their fruit. And anyone who's come in contact with us or has come in contact with our music has, you know, benefited from that fruit, has, you know, developed that fruit in their life from their own words, not from ours. So we feel like, you know what, we are who the I Am made us. You know, I am who the I Am made me. You know, I'm an MC, I'm a worshiper, I'm a minister of the gospel, I'm aggressive, you know, I'm humble, you know, I'm you know, transparent. I'm all those things in my music. So I don't really want to feel the need to take one of those aspects out to appease, you know, a particular, you know, group or crowd. I'm just going to be who I am.
You know, there's always been so much chatter.
All right, y'all, let's get into this jam on Yacht of the King Radio.
For the secular. And ain't gospel enough for the gospel. Well, I don't know, man. I just am who I am. I just am who the I am made me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, as I enter this new era of ever-changing music, I ponder how, in retrospect, I might be viewed by the masses, by the few, for my passion, for my views, for the way that I spit that truth when I get up in the booth. You see, I'm really concerned with conversations by communities on keyboards. I don't keep score, that's a definite path to a detour. I'm still trying to figure out how to live life, balancing Christ, family, and mics. I know I'm dope, I don't care if y'all wrote whether I am or I ain't nice. But the greater debate ever since I remember was how many times do we enter the name of the Lord, Jesus and more. Are we preoccupied with just keeping it raw? Well, well, if time does tell, then I'm figuring 18 years of fruit and fellowship with my fans have served him well. So I ain't gonna speak on it, preach on it, I'ma just let peace drop that beat on it. I don't ever need a pen or a pad, I just get up in the lab, go to work like a beast on it. And to God be all the glory, even if you sleep on it. You can leave me and you can take me, man, but I am who the I am, say I am.
What the I am made me. I am what the I am.
Yo, I am a father of two and a husband of one. I'm a beacon of light cause I'm a child of the sun. I am more than a conqueror but less than a hero. I go harder than most cause I pay no attention to fear. In my 35 years I've been to and fro, killing every microphone, every show, from Skid Row to the House of Blues. Maybe you could say that I paid my dues. Even though I am who the I am made me, I thank God that he recreate me every day, elevating me, making every crooked path straight in me. I'm nobody special, I ain't nobody good, man. I thank the Lord that he took me out that hood. See, I could've been that murder man, that trigger man, that dope man, but I heard the word he spoke, he gave me everlasting hope. So I jumped in my ride and I hit that road. I just packed up my clothes, me and my flow, my stereo. I drove straight to that tunnel, rap be my fam. Still a new breed MC, man, I am who the I am, say I am.
What the I am made me. I am what the I am made me.
Norfolk, 3HP, take back, freestyle, yeah. I ain't got nothing to offer, so I throw my hands high, surrender at the throne in the altar. This man's so dirty at the corner pit, so I have to evaluate every word I spit. See, if this isn't worship, then it ain't worth the giving offering, and he don't recognize it. That strange fire, strange praise, and I'm scared I fear the Lord too much to vain his name. So I gave myself up for the call and the prize. I got a grieving in my heart, you see the pain in my eyes. And as I strain on the road, I grab the hand of my saviors. My plans to set me up a plan of failure. Nah, you can have that. Seeking his love, I met him in his word and saw exactly where the Lord's at. I ain't nobody and no one to suffer more. For the Lord through the storm will watch me endure. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. To the punk to take that. Say, hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that. I'm the best kept secret. Hold your breath. If you're thinking I'ma stop now, I know my steps have been ordered. So I keep going, no slowing out through this music. Cause I love it, plus I keep them souls cornered. Knowing the anointing of drum in. Hearts of men claw in with every stroke of pen. They call me Dub Zero. I die to the flesh, rise past the mess. Every sin confess. Broken shackles, escape hell, rotten apple. Soon as you proclaim him, they laughing at you. But count it all joy past the persecution. I know I'm reaching souls with every verse I'm spewing. I'm God's word. Using to stop confusion. This kingdom turned politics into an illusion. They turn their hearts and they cause a nuisance. Before I give in, I will stop the music. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. Tell the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that doubt. You can have that sin. You can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that doubt. You can have that shame. You can have that.
Living color, Keenan Wayne's on all black. Dressed in Vans and cardigans, you adore that. Shouts out to my Nashville fam, take back, what up, man? Many may know my name, but I don't need the fame. You just cut the check and I'll be sure to cash that. I've been to radio, a few national shows. Obtain all my publishing, register it to ASCAP. I'm a Christian first, a businessman second. The artist comes third, pay attention to the lesson. So many wait on your downfall to find you in the ground, in the dirt like a groundhog. Believe that. Yeah, fake friends, I don't need that. I don't make enough cheese to feed rats. In the temptation, waiting for me to relax. I'm trying to bring souls to Christ before he's back.
Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. Tell the punk to take that. Say, hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. Tell the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that.
Yeah, that's the homie Double. You can have that. You know what I'm saying? Anything besides Christ, as I always say, is uncivilized, man. And Macho, man, you got this brand new album called Remember. Let's talk about it, man. Just some high points that you want to share with the listeners to kind of make them go pick up that joint.
Well, you know, you guys have already heard a couple of the tracks, man. And to me, I think that this project is, you know, just a culmination of you know, what the Lord has been dealing with me on a personal level over the past 5 years, and the experiences that I've gained over my almost 20 years, you know, doing music, doing hip-hop, doing ministry, you know, doing the work of the Lord. And, you know, it's definitely not, you know, baby food. So if you're ready to kind of listen to some real hip-hop stuff, if you're ready to listen to something that's going to challenge you and encourage you and uplift you, then it's definitely something you need to pick up and put as part of your rotation. You know, and also when you pick up the project, you're going to see that there's some interesting twist. There's a worship twist in there, because I've been a worship leader for as long as I've been an MC. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but I've always led worship at my church, whatever church I attend.
Wow.
And so there's definitely an interesting twist of incorporating worship, because I really don't believe that we can have, you know, an effective, or as we said before, a successful relationship with the Lord without real worship, like, you know, humble, prostrate worship before the Lord, where we just, you know, put ourselves down and totally lift him up. And yeah, we can do that through hip hop, but there's something about purity of just singing to the Lord and worshiping the Lord from a pure heart.
Man.
That really, you know, there's no equal to that. So you're gonna get a piece of that. You're gonna get some provocative thinking. You're gonna get something that will hopefully challenge you to, you know, just kind of like, you know, turn your brain on for a little while. There's so much music, in my opinion, today, you know, it's just too easy to listen to, man. Too easy to shut down. So y'all going to pick that up. And when you get the album, you're also going to get 25 tracks for free when you pick it up from machosmusic.com, machosmusic.bandcamp.com. 25 tracks from the past 10 years that I've recorded for free. It's going to come as part of the download package. So when you get the CD cover and the JPEG and all that, there's going to be a Word document inside that download package that has a link where you can go and download the additional 25 tracks for free. So yeah, like you said before, you get about 40 tracks for that $10 purchase price.
Tight, man. And look, let's do this, man. I want you to share any last words you might have for the people and where they can contact you at as well.
Word up. Well, you know, I just appreciate y'all listening, taking time out to spend a few minutes with us, man. The only thing I really want to say, man, is just, you know, keep your eyes to the Lord. Keep your heart, you know, humble before him. Don't take yourself too seriously. Just take his work and his kingdom seriously. And take your family seriously. You know, your wife and your kids and your mom and your dad and the people around you who love you and who take time to invest in you. And don't be so quick, you know, to shut people down. But listen, because there's a lot of experience coming from other people's mouths. You know, and just follow the word, follow the Lord. And, you know, be in touch with the Spirit. You know, worship, pray, read the word. And that's when you'll end up in true success, you know, in one, being one with the King. Amen. And y'all can contact me at machosmusic.com. There's a contact box there. It'll go straight to my email. I'm pretty much, you know, running the show at this point. So machosmusic.com has basically your hub for everything. You can pick up the music, shirts, t-shirts, all that stuff is there.
All right, Macho, man, I appreciate you getting on with us at Yada the King, man. And we pray that God will keep you and continue to allow you to flow in this ministry, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, bro.
All right, life.
God bless.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Let's go to this song real quick. Every moment. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the song Every Morning by E. Hud on Yada the King Radio. Let's keep it popping.
They know more about hip hop, less about the scriptures. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. Cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. They know more about hip hop, yes, less about the scriptures, more about the album, nothing about the kingdom.
This is how we win
them. This is what they tell them, making excuses. They're head up in them nooses, trying to be a nuisance, thorn in their side, under God's sovereignty, do away with pride. I can no longer hide what's been birthing inside. When I wake up every morning, all I see is compromise. So I put palm to face and start to rub my eyes, cause what they say and what they show is looking like lies. So I stand flat footed in my peers despise, but despite that I'm right back, standing broad back, fall back, cause when he comes back I'm going right back. Tell Lucifer, son of the morning, I ain't going back. Now every morning before I start to yawn, and I gotta give my God some praise. Chill. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Now it's despicable me, despicable he. Who we think he talking to? He ain't talking to we. Who we think he is? He ain't Jesus. Let's band together, Black Ball E Hud. But even if I'm barricaded, I'll just change my cadence. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. I'm working out these haters, cardio. Them same haters trying to damn me, stop my flow. But his name's a strong tower, and I'm locked up inside him, protected from these showers. Reaping may endure through these nighttime hours, but each morning brings hope when I see the sun rise. And I'm God's son, awesome, one with his spirit, so we all one, all done. And all this came from worship, early every morning, tears fill my kerchief. Worship, God, you are worth it, yeah. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Not every morning when I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way.
Into the hood, and then he saved me, gave me a reason.
simple living, and that's to serve them. Even though the road was narrow, I started swerving.
I was a hot boy, carry a Glock toy. I had to give my life to Christ and didn't stop, boy.
Me and God, we're peace in the pod, nothing can stop us. Running through your neck of the woods, see what your Glock does.
Wow, my God is so awesome. Paid for my sins, and his son is what it cost him. Can't trust man, about as far as I could toss him. Put my faith in Jesus, watch your boys like water walking. So I'm walking, trying to spread this message. I might tweet it, I might text it, shoot, I might just UPS it. You ask me how I'm doing, and this is what I say to you. God has done so much for me, so let me try to name a few. 'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
No more, I'ma stay on his course with the stammer of a horse. Shook a shame with the force, keep my brain on his choice. 'Cause my life ain't no tour, I ain't getting another one. So I ride for my boy, the only holy son.
My God is bigger than a Megaton, more powerful than atom bombs. He's fighting evil that's more diabolical than Megatron. Salvation through the Son of God, and Christ is not an avatar. I'm Pisces, that's a myth that's put to sleep just like a rabid dog. I rep the tetragrammaton, I'm rapping in the name of God. Life is not a sprint, but it's a journey like a marathon. Sometimes we see that life is hard, but in the dark I'm staying strong. I have my peace in Jesus in my life to keep on moving on. 'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
He's a savior, he's a God of the city. He's my savior, he's a God of the town.
He's God of the city. He's God of the city. He's God of the city. He's God of the town. He's God of the city. He's God of the city. He's God of the city.
Yes, sir. He is. With Saul, Silas the pundit, I reinvent my testimony like every chance I get. I'm flabbergasted by this road in my life and what he did single-handedly. He reprimanded death and asked the grave where you sting. An empty tomb got left, right? Still in the game. I'm a coach and a ref. I'd be ashamed if I let him keep me quiet as kept, right? He's still in heaven awaiting the word from God. So while he waiting, I'ma keep using my mic as a rod. Planning my exodus, I still wait for foes and frauds and those who take their gift in vain by sleeping on the job. What a shame, like major pain. This world ain't got nothing for you but rings and chains. And what I mean by rings and chains, I mean them things that they clink on your wrist before they take your name.
'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
He's my savior, he's a God of the city.
Yeah. That track right there is Savior, Exodus Movement featuring Lil Rascal on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Macho had a lot to say, man, and I appreciate him getting on. I do want y'all to go check his music out, man. It's real hot stuff. As you heard on the show, go support the brother, man. Tunnel Rats been doing it for a minute. Man, let me say this, man. We're going to get on this topic of the day. You know I had to bring it back and share my thoughts on success. As we were doing praise and worship yesterday, the Lord had me say this to the people at church. If we, and I'm going to use Brinson's word, chase after God, if we're God chasers, like we chase success, we would be successful Christians. And I believe it starts with the way that we look at success. I really believe sometimes we look at the world and we see different people in the world, even as believers, we look at them and say, man, they're successful. I like what they have over there. They got a nice house. Their family looks great. You know what I'm saying? It looks, their cars are nice. You know, and we're just struggling, it looks like, in the world's eyes. This is what it looks like. So what happens is we watch TV, we see the people on Cribs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, channels they got. You know what I'm saying, whatever it is. Now our whole success theory is based on trying to catch up with them. And I think it's very important that we understand that our success is not their success. You know what I'm saying? Our success has to be found in God. And some people will say, man, well, what do you mean, man? Does that mean that I shouldn't have a good job? Does that mean that I shouldn't have this or I shouldn't have that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say that you can't have those things, but if that's your only means for success, then I believe that it is a humongous problem. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what Kadami said. The homie Kadami said, Macho's answer was good. I'll elaborate on it a little more. Success is living in Christ Jesus, walking in the Spirit, and doing the will of the Father, being content with what we have. Now he just said what I said too. Being content with what we have. Does that mean, see, this is what I want to say about being content. That doesn't mean that you got to settle for what you have. That means that you're happy with what you got, but that doesn't mean that you just have to stay there. Like, if I'm working on a job and I can get a promotion as a Christian, that doesn't mean that I say, man, I don't want that promotion, give that to somebody else. That's not what it's saying. But the key to our success is being found in Christ Jesus, man. As an artist, that there's, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to break down. There's different levels of success or different areas for success. As an artist, as a Christian artist, some people would say, man, I sold 20,000 CDs. Man, he's a successful Christian artist. And if somebody does sell 20,000 units as a Christian artist, that could be a lot. It actually probably is for most artists. And some people would envy them and say, hey, I want that. But that's not the only part of success. If you have a business, of course you want to have your business being able to make more money. But if you begin to chase the money more than you chase having a relationship with God, being in the right standing with God, then you are missing what success really is, man. And we see cats like King David, man. King David, let me say this, man. King David, he had a lot of stuff, man. But he didn't let that stuff get in his way. He didn't let it, you know what I'm saying, impact him. He didn't let it change his thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically, I believe that King David, his whole focus was to please God. The Bible called him a man after God's own heart. Now, King David was not in poverty. You know what I'm saying? Even on the flip side, we see people that say extreme poverty makes me a Christian. If I make a vow to poverty or blah, 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 that makes you a better Christian. No, it doesn't. What makes you a better Christian is being content with what you have and knowing that your success is being in the will of God. I don't think anybody could have said that any better than the way Macho put it. And yeah, man, I mean, like Kadami is saying, as long as the artist is getting the good news out, that's success, even if they don't sell. I definitely believe that. Even if they do sell a lot and you know what I'm saying, that's 2,000 or 20,000 people that are being impacted by the message of Christ or the essence of Christianity. It might not always be the gospel, but it could be this is how a Christian should live. This is how, you know what I'm saying, this is how we do these things, man. And remember that everything, like Kadami just said, every gift comes from God above. Boss Lady was saying the same thing, man. Macho's take on a joint was incredible, man. And I just want you guys to remember this week as you go through life, man, allow success to you to be different than the way the world views success. Don't let it just be your job, your money, your cars. I mean, because we can all get caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? My house is this, or I wish I had that. I mean, it's okay to have a wish list, but make sure your wish for God or your longing for God outweighs tremendously these other things in your life, man. I mean, we look in the scriptures, it talks about a lot of people that were, there were seeds that were planted and were sown on different soils. One was on good soil, one was on the rocks, and then the others was in soil that was shallow. And what we see is as the cares of this world, this is what it said, as the cares of this world came upon them, they were dwindled and went away, man. Let's not let the cares of this world get in our way, man. I'm Don Christian, the Warrior, and this is Yada the King Radio. I'm out of here, y'all, man. Y'all keep it Christ, all right?
Keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.